You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Now, beaming in all the way from Wellington, we should have Martin Pepperell. Are you there, mate? Hang on.
Hey.
Loud and clear, yes!
He pushed a button and now we're here.
Oh, mate, the miracles of clean feed.
Yeah, I know.
You've used this before.
Wow, it's so good. It's better than Zoom, mate, isn't it?
Oh. Had to even plug in my condenser microphone.
Oh, mate, you sound so good, so crisp.
Look, it's important. BFM.
Now, Martin...
It's got to sound good.
We're talking about an article and a mixtape this evening. If people head along to audioculture.co.nz, they can just search up Hip Hop Aotearoa Year 2013. Tell us about this article and about this mixtape, mate. Where do we start?
Okay, so last year I caught up with a friend of mine who's tuning in right now, Matt Steff, DJ Merrick, who organized a lot of the first big shows for Homebrew, At Peace, Team Dynamite, various Young Gifted and Broke people down in Wellington about 10 years ago. And we got thinking, and we were like, oh man. Well, more like Merrick was, really. Merrick was like, remember that mixtape we put together that never got released for reasons that made no sense? And I was like, yeah. That mixtape. And then I thought about it for a bit. And, you know, he pulled it out. And so in 2013, Merrick got asked to put together a mixtape of New Zealand hip-hop for Red Bull Music Academy Radio in Germany.
Mm.
We were hanging out at a nightclub at some point, probably Betty's, probably after some interesting rap show. And he sort of asked me to give him a hand with it. I was doing a whole bunch of work at the time with magazines like Rip It Up, back when it was a monthly, then you had to pay money for it, the newsprint version later on. Website called The Audience that BFM was tied in with, New Zealand Musician, all kind of bits and pieces. And there was a whole new generation of people emerging at the time. So we got talking. I gave him a whole bunch of suggestions. He went through it, put it all together, and then we went and got some people like David Dallas, Tom Scott, Servair, Spike, and Razor Beezer to do some drops. Put it all together as a nice professional production. Sent it off, and then various bureaucratic things happened, and it never got aired. Then we forgot about it. And then like this year, end of last year, we were like, damn, that was a decade ago.
Mm.
We should drop it. And Merrick was like, we should drop it on New Year's Day. And I was like, no, wait, I'll go and talk to Audio Culture and I'll write something about kind of what was going on at the time, and we'll package it up with the mixtape and some photos, and we'll throw it out on the internet, and we'll just do a little 10-year retrospective, you know, looking back on a decade ago in hip-hop and Aotearoa.
It really is a who's who sort of roster of people appearing on the mixtape. And I guess the article touches on the fact that we had a really strong, very early 2000s or noughties in Aotearoa for hip-hop. But then, you know, in the 2010s, we did sort of have a rebirth or re-emergence of a really strong hip-hop culture, which you kind of touch on in the article.
Yeah, and in a different way as well, because by the time you get to 2013, the goalposts have shifted.
Mm.
You know, like the CD market's pretty much dead. Streaming's arrived a year prior Spotify had turned up. You've had the whole SoundCloud explosion. The whole blog thing's been happening. There's this global interconnectivity that wasn't necessarily present in the past. And you had all these people from here who were starting to reach out and find their way. I mean, you know, Lady Six and Parks, they'd been doing their thing in Europe. You know, they'd been on tours with Jill Scott Heron. They'd opened for people like Erykah Badu, Mos Def. They'd been recording albums there, releasing on like big European underground labels. And they were tying into the US underground too. They went to Detroit and made their third album, I think it was, Automatic. They made it with Wajid from the Platinum Pied Pipers in Detroit. They had US rappers on there. You know, they were doing stuff. Odyssey was doing remixes. They were tapped in. Then at the same time, David Dulles and his crew, they were tapped in with Duckdown Records in New York. They were putting music out in America. Dave dropped Running. Running was the first New Zealand hip-hop single that had gone gold for a few years. I think the last one prior to that had been Brother by Smashproof. Running ended up going platinum. You know, Dave was running around doing his thing. He had like guys like, he was getting guys like Freddie Gibbs on his records. Then you had the whole Young Gifted and Broke thing was happening. You got Ammo Nation with the crew down from Hamilton, like, you know, the sort of the beginnings of the African Renaissance and hip hop here. People like Jane Deezy, Razor Beezer, Brother and Sister, Blaze the Emperor, their whole crew, they were doing stuff. The Homebrew and At Peace records were starting to get released in Europe, limited edition vinyl, crazy like 4LP gatefold packages. So there was all this stuff going on that, although it was completely different to what was happening in the early 2000s, some of it was pretty remarkable. There were definitely some of the dreams of the early 2000s were coming true.
Yeah.
In the early 2010s, it was just on a different scale, you know, because it wasn't the four times platinum like albums or the multi-platinum singles. It was different. It was more of a cult thing. It was more of a niche thing. But it was happening, and it was laying the foundations for what we've seen over the last decade, which has actually been the producers,
yes.
You know, the Franos, yes. The Montels, the Troy Samuels, the Seth Got the Waves, all these people who grew up listening to the early 2000s hip-hop explosion became producers. A lot of them got their start through the SoundCloud beat scene or even involved in the trap scene, made their way into America and have ended up landing production credits on these huge records, you know? I mean, Frano's obviously like, I mean, what he's done, you know, ending up on like the Kendrick Lamar album, guys like Smokey Got Beats with the work he was doing for people like Hit Boy, that whole sort of thing, you know, that once again, that was sort of... you go back 10 years ago, that kind of thing would have been the dream.
Yeah.
And another thing, you know, when I go back 10 years ago, I look at it, you know, there's this whole wellspring of creativity and things happening at the time, but there were still, like, some things that needed to be addressed and dealt with, you know. There still wasn't a huge amount of representation for women within the national scene at that point. You had a few people, but you didn't have these stars like Chespi and Hearth Queen and people like Vane. That whole thing hadn't really happened. You'd had it in the past, you know, you had Lady Six had made like incredible showings in the 2000s. Terry Moana Rapley was really important in the 90s. I mean, you dial all the way back in Auckland back to the late 80s, you have Lakoi Wooten, MC Koiski, who was a black American basketball player from Crenshaw High in Los Angeles, ended up living in Auckland for a few years as a military brat. Go back and you look around on YouTube, you'll find early videos of her performing, 87, 88, 89. Mm-hmm. You can find songs of her on them. Like, but they hadn't... It was still all gearing up and building up.
Mm.
You know, so that's kind of the way I've started looking at it. You know, you have these 10-year increments, and then when you fast forward and you look at everything which has been accomplished over that time, and things move forward in some ways and they move backwards in other ways, and they become more successful or less successful, but at the same time as it's happening, you have all these side quests going on and these little dreams that get accomplished. So it's pretty cool when you look at the bigger tapestry of it all at this point.
Nice. Now, should we play a number off this the mixtape that we're speaking about this evening?
Yeah.
Which, do you want to go with the Rizvan or the Lady Six?
Yeah, no, we'll start with the Rizvan one, Rizvan and Mellow Downs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Rizzy, you know, you go back 10 years ago, people kind of knew about him. You fast forward to now, you know, he's had these, like, stunning feature appearances on the Avantdale Bowling Club albums, you know, done amazing solo work, really turned himself into this great figure. It's pretty cool when obviously Mellow Downs has done his thing, you know, we've all seen what he's been up to. So should we have a listen to it?
Yeah,
also it's DJ, also Spell produced the beat.
Let's hear it.
And Spell's another person who 10 years ago, you know, Spell's producing beats like this. Fast forward to now, you know, Spell's the Twitch superstar, he's won international DJ battles. A lot of progression in a decade.
Just another dreadlock guy, another Gemini coming through. Underneath the shade, but I'm never under you, I'm above that. Threw away my heart, I want the love back. Subtract the blood that I burn, listen to Dove Shack. Quack, like a duck, I don't give up. Trying to get along with the Babylon system. Gotta let me loose like a prisoner with vision of a way out. So stay out my way, I'm on a mission. Cause half-cost islander with stealth like a silencer. Ice plus shot provided by the white rhinoceros. Tongue of the summer, ripping the off form. Keeping it up, yo, rough, rugged and hardcore. Still underground like a treasure chest on my Thor. The pleasure while I ride the letter, never second guess. Smoking a poor mall up in the four door. All the way from F&D, you would out to Rizzy on the North Shore.
Yo, 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 let me loose, so one time for your mind and. Yo, 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 let me loose, and two time for your mind and. Yo, 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 let me loose, and three time for your mind and. Yo, 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 get him high, get him high.
Now let me loose like a felon with two strikes. On the run through the woods like a howling wolf in the moonlight. Never elude life and optimist for the populace. Spread love, head nod to the positive. So lick a shot one time for your mind then. In the vibe, bird eyes in the sky, damn. Ready to get a little busy in the section. No city busy, let me put it into perspective. Yes, I'm from an era where people are never scared to express love. Yes, love was forever shared. So me and my mans, we understand. Tranquility is needed, yo, peace to the land. See, just breathe when you spot the light. Believe the dream and not the hype. And I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, let me loose,
so one time for your mind and.
Yo, 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 let me loose,
and two time for your mind and.
Yo, 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 let me loose,
and three time for your mind and.
Yo, yo, yo,
get him high, what? Get him high, what?
Now relax your mind, let your conscience be free. You're not vibing with Renaissance in the YGB.
Rizzy, Rizzy in the house. What?
Mellow Downs in the house.
What? Third Eye in the house.
What? Midnight Trips in the house.
What? Hip Hop in the house.
What?
Yo, 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 yo. Let me loose,
so one time for your mind and.
Yo, yo, yo.
Let me loose, it's two time for your mind and.
Yo, 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 let me loose,
it's three time for your mind and.
Yo, yo, yo,
get him high, what? Get him high, what?
Martin Pepperell on the line all the way from Wellington. We're talking hip-hop Aotearoa year 2013, his article, which is up on audioculture.co.nz. And this mixtape, which people can listen to on SoundCloud, probably the easiest way to find it, would you say, Martin, is to go to the Audio Culture article?
Yeah, go to the Audio Culture article, or if you just wanted to go to the SoundCloud, you could probably search...
Summer in the Winter,
Mazdef, SoundCloud, MAZDEF, SoundCloud. I think. Let me just check. Yeah, Mazdef one on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The live typing.
Live typing.
We're tapping on things.
Now, Red Bull Music was a real force to be reckoned with. You know, like in the past and years gone by, but. It seems like maybe local music, you know, in their territories is not so much, well, in Aotearoa at least, is not so much the focus at the moment. I mean, you talk about the tape or the mixtape getting kind of shelved. Did you get any sort of reason for it at the time?
Oh, it was just a sort of like clerical miscommunication sort of thing. You know, it was sort of painfully boring stuff. It wasn't, I wouldn't put it in the category of like vindictive or that there wasn't interest. There was just a few misunderstandings. Yeah, I mean, because obviously the Red Bull music programs, I mean, the Red Bull Music Academy, that whole thing wrapped up a few years ago, all this sort of stuff. I mean, if you want to dig into it, you know, there's interesting stories. You go and look into what's been going on in Red Bull lately.
F1. You know? It's all F1, right?
Oh, look, you go and look at it. You know, you're really, that's a crazy company. Crazy company, crazy families who set it up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. So it's always an interesting one. These sort of things, they're always divisive. When a company comes along and offers money and support and resources, you know, some people always embrace it and love it, and some people always feel skeptical. And I think that's okay. I think that's pretty natural. It's similar to government funding.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Like, yeah, you kind of, it can be a beautiful thing, or sometimes it can feel a bit strange.
Yes. I tell you what, as a listener, I used to love, you know, just hanging out for a Friday afternoon and seeing what was going to be thrown at the BFM Airways. I think I'm pretty sure it was on Friday afternoon, like early afternoon.
Yeah, the Red Bull live sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing, you know, I mean, for better or worse, Red Bull was a big part of music culture around the world over the last 20 years. Yeah. I mean, I went to a Red Bull Music Academy in Tokyo.
Yep.
It was crazy, you know. I had a great time, you know. Like, you go to one of those, you know, that's pretty cool. I can't imagine we'll be seeing anything like that being replicated or set up by anyone else anytime soon. I think the real key with the whole thing is that, so there was a company in Germany called Yatterstar that were like a cultural agency, and they essentially had the contract to produce the Red Bull Music Academy for Red Bull.
Right.
So you had a group of people who are serious culture heads with deep roots within the German like house and techno scene initially, but expanding out across all sort of genres, and they had the ability to go and find the right people, contact the right musicians, the right journalists, pull everything together in a way that a brand wouldn't normally be able to do.
Yes.
Because these people were plugged in, they had personal relationships. So there was a lesson from that. There's a lesson, you know, if a brand out there wanted to connect up and do that sort of thing, that's the way you'd do it, I think. Go and give people a certain sum of money to do something that they think makes sense within the culture space they're operating within, and it should seem pretty resonant. But whether that's going to happen again or not, who knows?
Now, Martin, what do you have to do to get everyone get the tick of approval to release this mixtape? Just shoot everyone an email and you're good to go?
Well, this is all music that's already out.
Yes, you know.
This is all, like, I mean, 10 years ago, like, some of this was demos and unreleased stuff, but, I mean, now, this is all music that you could access on Bandcamp or streaming or Spotify.
Yes.
So, I mean, in that sense, it's very similar to anyone making a DJ mix right now, or even making a radio show. You know, we're just lucky that like 10 years ago some of these people recorded these cool stings, which was great, you know, going back and looking at it and seeing that we got stings from David Dallas. He did an intro for us, you know. Spike did one for us, Surveyor did one for us, Razor Beezer, Tom Scott did one, Has Beats did one, DJ Spell, Talk Tonight, INF. Oh, most important thing, actually, that I haven't mentioned, really foolish, should have said this earlier, we've dedicated this mix to the late great New Zealand rapper Louis Nux.
Rest in peace.
Passed away. Very, 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 very sad for a lot of people on this mix, a lot of people in this community and culture. Sad for us, good friend of ours. And it's interesting because actually his song Sand, which features Tom Scott and Louis Tui from At Peace and was produced by Jay Knight, is essentially the centerpiece of this mix. Sits in the very middle. So that was kind of interesting coming back and looking at it and, you know, realizing how would put Louis at the very center of this mix. And how many people on the Smicks had really, there'd been people he'd encouraged at that period of time, people had helped out, people had given opportunities to, but mostly emotional support, you know. And I think that was a big thing with that guy that is hard to, you can't really overstate how much emotional support he gave to several generations of people pursuing music and pursuing different practices in the arts in New Zealand, and to die at such a young age. I mean, if you talk to Tourette's, Dom and Dominic Hoey, you know, he's going to tell you that people like Todd Lewis-Nux were a big part of him becoming an author, you know, so the tendrils reach out into all these different disciplines beyond just music as well. So yeah, so rest in peace, Lewis-Nux. This mix goes out to you.
All right, shall we hear one more track off the mix and go out with some Lady Six?
Yeah. This one was produced by Wajid, and it features a rapper from Detroit, Invincible. Slow Ride, bit of a throwback 10 years ago. Hey, it's been a real pleasure to be on BFM with you guys.
No, thank you so much for being here, mate. Good on you.
Awesome.
Martin Pepperell, thank you so much for beaming in from Wellington. Everyone out there listening, Hip Hop Aotearoa Year 2013 up on audioculture.co.nz, and just have a good old dig and you should be able to find Summer in the Winter by DJ Mazdef and Martin Pepperell on SoundCloud.
And Summer in the Winter, of course, is a reference and a nod to Summer in the Winter by Lost Tribe, South Auckland hip-hop supergroup from the 90s. You know, one of the first... the group that really heralded the arrival of Urban Pacifica Records, Phil Fumana's label. Fumana's the family that gave us Paulie Fumana, OMC... Christina, who with Phil fronted the group's house party in the Fumana family band. Amazing legacy, amazing people. Obviously, one of the guys in Lost Tribe was Brother D, who went on to co-found Dawn Raid. Whole bunch of stuff. A lot of legacies and history and interconnected things wrapped up and going on here.
Excellent. Hey, Martin, thank you very much. Here's some Lady Six for your listeners.
Peace.
Any way you want is all good with me. He and the ignition and freedom is the mission plan. Feed them what they missing when I'm spitting. Come on, listen, man. Yes, it's me, I'm a rebel with flows. Destiny when I let it unfold. Sets us free, it's inevitable. Effortlessly when I let go control. And submit to the higher purpose. Feel at home in the zone. My soul is fully furnished in all earnestness. For the longest I felt I was embodying worthlessness. And they deserve this gift. Reflecting as I'm riding down the boulevard. Writing down these bully bars. Fully on to leave a track with bullet scars. Coning way out to Colombo. Humble but ready to rumble. More flavorful than some gumbo. Watching illusions can crumble and dissolve. Lamar's. Dual my new self and evolve as the wheels revolve.
The city make the beat go round.
Christchurch to Motown.
Oh, we can bring it down.
Slowly, I got what you really need.
I really do now.
Slowly, way down low to the first degree.
Oh, we can bring it down.
Fly on high, ride on love, touch the tips of trees. We can move any way you want. Any way you want is all good.
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just